Good morning, everybody. I'll just wait a couple more moments for the doors to close before I begin. You're all here for the Office 365 session, right? No? Okay. Migrating to SQL database? Awesome. I wouldn't know what to say in an Office 365 session. Yeah, there's lots of seats up here in the front. Okay, I'll go ahead and get started. I first want to thank you all for being here. I know you have a choice in what sessions to attend, and I know that there are lots of sessions all going on at the same time, so thank you. My name is Lonnie Bauer. I am with Microsoft. I've had many different roles at Microsoft, and I've got about 6 years in at the company. I took a little break to go work on a video game called Destiny. And I'm here today to talk to you about migrating your databases to SQL database in the Azure platform. So just as a show of hands, how many people here already have databases in Azure? How many people are still running SQL 2005? Okay. Anyone running anything prior to 2005? Okay, 2000? 7? 6.5? 7. Okay. So you'll have a little bit of work to do before you do the work to move to Azure. Typically, I like doing demos or writing on a whiteboard, and they said there was no whiteboard here, so I'm gonna do a lot of demos. So I hope everybody's okay with that. As a show of hands as well, can I see how many people are implementers who are actually working on the systems on a daily basis? Wow, that's awesome. Okay. So in today's session, what I'm going to cover for you are the prerequisites for migrating. I have a short list, as well as testing for compatibility, the tools that are available for you for doing so. We will go through and talk about fixing compatibility issues. For the demos, I have purposely put issues in there so that I don't migrate a perfect database because nobody's database is perfect. And then I'm going to migrate some databases for you. I have created 2005, so I have a VM with 2005 on it, and 2012, so I'll be working with those two versions for the migrations just because I believe either 2005 or 2008, as well as the 2012 databases, are what we predominantly see in terms of migrations. And out of curiosity, how many people are already using SQL Server 16, 2016? Do you like it? Are you using the new features in it? Yeah. No. Oh, so many awesome new features. Okay. There's a session tomorrow about that. So in terms of the migration prerequisites, and this is my list. So the first thing you need is an Azure account. If you don't already have an Azure account, either through work, you can either do that through, depending on what kind of accounts you have, MSDN subscription or your enterprise subscription. You can also sign up and get a free trial. I don't know what the stipulations are in terms of where you are located and how the trials work in different regions. So for migrating to SQL DB, it needs to be a SQL 2005 database and forward. So for those of you in the audience with the 2000 or the 7 databases, you'll need to get them up to 2005 before doing that. There are a couple of, you can do some other things, which I'm more than happy to talk to you about after the session on how to work through that if you've got older databases. You can also migrate SQL Server 16. So if you've got a server in your data center and you want to put that to SQL database, even if it's on 16, you can do that. What's not listed here is if you've got databases and other platforms, you can move those over as well, and we have tools for that. For the databases that you would like to migrate, if you don't have access and permissions to them, it will be difficult to migrate them, so you need to have access to them. And then your tool of choice. I believe in being able to choose whatever tools you like, and we do have lots of different options for migrating. So whatever you find works best for you, whatever method you enjoy using, I would say do that. There are some tools that have been around that are being deprecated, and other people are creating new tools. So there's always something new around. In terms of testing for compatibility, testing's not required. However, it is recommended. So if you don't test your migration, if you're migrating a production database and there are issues in it, you may end up with a lot of errors, and then you'll have to answer as to why you had the downtime to run into errors to then need to go back and figure out what's wrong to do it again. So testing's highly recommended. If you have a test system and you want to migrate those databases before going through production, I would still recommend going through a test migration on your production systems, only because many times the production systems aren't exactly configured hardware, software, access, anything exactly like the dev or test systems. For compatibility, like I mentioned, there are multiple options. So I'm going to go through these tools multiple times. In the demos, I'm not going to migrate all these databases the same exact way. I will go and use different methods for you. So now, SQL Server Data Tools. How many of you were in the session yesterday in the room kitty corner with Dandy talking about the new data platform features? Okay, great. So in that session, Dandy was discussing how Management Studio has been split off of the engine. So for those of you who have not installed 16 yet, there's no longer a checkbox for management tools, complete or basic, if you're used to seeing that a million times. What we've decided to do is everything has been streamlined. We're now in one code path, where years ago, when the SQL database services started coming to life, there were multiple code paths. There were engineers working on SQL Server and engineers working on SQL database. Now everything's in one. It allows us to be more agile and to ensure that we get customer feedback as well as make improvements in the product more quickly. Then everything is going to the Azure platform. We're continually improving that. And then all of the updates, the latest and greatest, is going into the on-premises versions. In order to allow the agility in the tool set, we've brought Management Studio out, and so now you install that separately. It's a different download, and all of that, all the feature capabilities allows us to upgrade that and make sure that we're continually improving that. So SQL Server Data Tools, also Dandy mentioned, you no longer have to do the reporting services data tools and the integration data tools. Now it's just SQL Server Data Tools. SQL Package is a tool, command line tool, you can use also to go through and test for compatibility. You can also do the export data tier. And this little wizard will allow you to go through and it will show you the compatibility issues as well. There's also the SQL Azure Migration Wizard. So if you see the acronym SAMW, that is what that is. If you go to download that right now, I believe it brings you to the Data Migration Wizard. So that is what is being deprecated. I am going to use that, however, because I find that it is a useful tool. You can also do an export and import of a backpack file. And you can do the SQL Server Management Studio Wizard. And there are more. So I'm sure if you look at CodePlex, you can find something. If you have partners that you work with, I'm sure that they have their own methods of doing so. Really, I'm here to go through these options so that you can see how to do it yourself and see how relatively simple it is depending on the database. In terms of fixing compatibility issues, we are pretty much in parity between the server, the Box product, and the Azure platform. There is a list, I believe I put the link in there. If not, I can add it later. There are a list of unsupported features, and it's not from anything other than running Azure DB or SQL DB in the Azure platform. Microsoft is managing most of the, or all of the services that are running everything for you. And so there are some features that you're no longer responsible for or no longer need to manage. So some of those features aren't there. And then there are some other things. Compatibility issues could be compatibility level of the database. So if you're running a 2005 server and you've got an older version compatibility level, you would not be able to upgrade that. So most issues can be resolved. The tools that we're going to go through, they do provide guidance in terms of giving you a red error message or other type of warning as to what's going on and what you need to fix. They don't necessarily fix them for you. So if you've got code in there that isn't compatible, it'll tell you, and then it would be up to you and your development team, or if you are the development team, it would be solely up to you on how you would want to move forward and make the changes. I did include it. So you could always check the unsupported feature page. Sorry about that. I wish there was a different name for that because it makes it seem bad. But it's not too long of a list. We've gotten very mature in the product, and there's, like I said earlier, it's pretty much in parity with the features between on-prem and in the cloud. Are there any questions before I get into it? I want to spend a lot of time going through these. So if there are questions while I'm doing it, we can go through different options. But I have multiple ways to do it. I just want to make sure. So any questions before I go? You can use Backup Restore, absolutely. So you can use Backup Restore multiple different ways. You can configure backup to Azure and then restore from that URL. You can, if you want to go to so if we're talking IaaS, right, you can grab the file, you can create a VM that has SQL running on it and then just restore that. Yep. Has everyone in the room seen the portal and created? Did I get about half the audience that has not created a SQL database? Has anyone not created a SQL database? Okay, then I won't go through that. I don't know if you've seen, there are changes, so you can go through and you can create a sample database without having to go and download sample data. So if you're in the portal, you can say create new database, and in your options, you can choose blank sample or backup, and the sample allow you to just automatically create sample data, which is useful if you just want to play with the product. So I apologize to anyone I'm out of line of sight with by standing over here. I'll try and move. You can all see that. So we're going to go through and do two different SQL Server 2005 migrations. And I am going to connect to my SQL 2005 VM. I created that so I wouldn't forget. So I want to show you how to use the SQL package command line tool to go through and test for compatibility. Just to show you what we've got here, I just created a SQL Express instance just to make it as simple as possible. Going along the lines with simple, I've got simple DB 1, 2, and 3. I just want to show you that we do have data in here. In database 2, what I did was I took AdventureWorks and I tore it apart to make them smaller databases so we would be able to get through as many as possible and not be waiting for a migration. And in 3, I don't remember if I just copied. Yeah, I just copied 2, but I'll just verify that there's data here. So we've got data. It's all sample data, so nothing private there. And let's see here. 4, you can see that. Great. Can you see the text on this okay? Okay, in the back as well? Okay, great. This is my lazy way for getting there. So SQL package was moved. If you and your dev team use Visual Studio to deploy database projects, starting with 16, everything was moved, which was very confusing for me. When I wasn't at Microsoft, we used this feature for pretty much every deployment, and all of our automation broke because the location for this moved. Not only did the version number move, but all of the file locations moved. So I've got that, and then I saved a script here. So I'll just go through this quickly before I run it. That's okay. So it's going to run SQL package. Our action here is export. We are connecting to the SQL Server name of 2005 Express. That's the machine we're logged into. The database that we're using is the simple DB1. The file that is going to be created from doing this is going to go into the C packages or SQL packages simple DB1 backpack. And for SQL package, you need to provide at least one table name. This tool won't, you have to provide at least one table name, where the other tools will go through and do the entire database. So for this, I'm just choosing person address. And then the output is going to SQL package simple DB1 text. And this is allowing it to append. So I'm just going to copy this. And then I'm going to run this. Let me go into the output. So that was very fast. So this is the output from running that. We can see here, error exporting database. So, you know, earlier I mentioned that if your compatibility level is earlier than SQL 2005, then you won't be able to migrate that to SQL database. So the way we can fix this is pretty simple. We can just go in and change the compatibility level. So if we go into our simple DB1 and go into our properties for that, in the options, we could see I have this set to SQL Server 7 compatibility. So I'm just going to change this to 2005 and say OK. I'm going to go through and I'm going to rerun that. And this time it seems to be taking a little bit longer, so I'm hoping that it's actually doing something and validating for us. So now we have a backpack file. And if we look at this, we've connected to the database. We're looking at the schema, resolving references in it, and looking at the table that we had marked, the person address table, and it successfully exported. So you can do this for multiple tables, and then you can use this backpack file to import into your Azure server. So if you already have a logical server created, you can do that. We're going to come back to this. I'm going to move to going through the migration wizard. If it's not supported, I don't know if there's a collation that's not supported in 2005 that wouldn't be in Azure. So I'm going to change this back only because even though you know that that's what our issue is, I just want to show you that it's still going to show that when we go through on the other one. So it's back to 7. And with the migration wizard, so I'm using, even though I'm connected to a 2005 instance, I've already gone in and I've downloaded the 2016 Management Studio and I've already installed that. So if we look at here and I go to help, I see that this is SQL 16 Management Studio. You would not be able to do what I'm about to do if you had the older tools. So here under tasks, you've got different options here. And what we want to do right now is we want to deploy this database to an Azure, Microsoft Azure SQL DB. And this brings up a wizard for you. And you can go through the wizard. Here I want to connect to this server. And right here you can see, my target, sorry. Oh, Lonnie. So I've already got a logical server out in Azure waiting for me. And let's just verify that there are no databases. So let's just delete all of these. We don't need that data anyway. We're going to come back to this one in a couple minutes. Okay, so I've got my Ignite New Zealand SQL DB server. I was shocked that that was available. So I guess not a lot of people were making Ignite New Zealand SQL databases. So there we've got no SQL databases. I'm going to go back over to the server here. And here we're going to call it the same thing that we've got it named, which would allow our applications, if you're having your development team migrate over, they're already going to be, maybe upset isn't the right word, but they're going to have to go through their code and make all kinds of connection string changes. So if we try and limit it as little as possible, we'll keep the same database name. In here, in the wizard, it allows you to choose your service offering. So here, I'm going to choose just the basic because I know that there's not a lot of data in here. I don't want to pay for a very large database if it's a very small database. I don't need more than 2 gigs. And here, since it's basic, and if we chose, if it was a much larger database production and we knew that the transaction load was going to be a lot higher, we can go into a premium offering, and then we can choose different service objectives. And there's a website around SQL database that shows you what the difference for all of these are in terms of performance, size, and what you would get, as well as the retention, the ability to restore the data. So I'm going to go back to basic. And the temporary file is going to be generated for me. I'm going to go ahead and say next. I was going to say, I've done this 3 times in the last 24 hours. This is going to be funny if this is the time it doesn't work. So I'm going to go ahead and say finish. So what's our error here? So here we've got collate error. You may need to set the compatibility level. You see this right here? Of the current database to something higher. So I'm going to go ahead and say OK. I'm going to close this. I'm going to check out my database properties. Go to options. And darn it, this is back to 7. I don't remember doing that, even though we did it a couple minutes ago. And then we're going to go ahead and go through this again. I'll do this a little bit quicker. Yell at me if you want me to slow down. You're not yelling. You're like, no, speed it up. Okay, so we'll go ahead and go through this again. So just like most of the wizards, if you're used to using Management Studio and going through import-export wizards, it's going through the same thing where you see, you know, yes, this succeeded, and you can see what's going through in progress. If I don't want to watch that, I could just sit and watch this bar instead, but it'll make me feel like I'm playing Pong. So I'll go ahead and look at this. And while this is running, have we created the database yet? While this is running, I'm going to switch back here. I'm going to refresh this. I don't have a database yet. Two tables walk into a bar, and one table says to the other, may I join you? I want to repeat Miles' joke from yesterday. The query. Yeah, so two tables and a query walk into a bar, and the bartender says, what a mighty nice view you have here. So it's taking a little bit longer than I wanted it to take. Let's see if we've got anything. So there's our database. We've got that here. We can look at the properties of this while that's going. So you can see the basic. So right here, basic is where we chose that tier. I don't have it configured for geo-replication. This is just a simple database. It's in Australia Southeast. I wanted to pick the closest thing I could find to here and not have it in the U.S. Let's go back over. So right now we're importing the data. Let's see if we can. Okay, great, wonderful. So we've got operation complete. We don't have any errors. So I'm thrilled. Now I'm going to connect to that from this machine. And I can see here, there's my simple DB1. Here are my tables. And I will show we should have data in there. Excellent. What was that? When you create a new database, so we're at version 12 now for Azure SQL Database. When you create a new database, you will get that compatibility level, which is 130. If you had an old database, this will be 130. It'll be Azure. It'll be 130. If we look at SQL Server version 12. Okay. So that's for 2005. That's going through and showing you SQL package and going through the migration wizard. I'm now going to not jump over to this slide that shows you demo migrating SQL 2012. I'm just going to go ahead and go over to that. And the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to connect or disconnect from this server. I am going to refresh this. So we've got our simple DB1. I need my desktop here. I'm going to connect to my SQL 2012 instance. Is there anyone in the room who's surprised how fast that was? No one's surprised at how fast that was. Okay. Okay, fair enough. Oh, this is a lot larger. So I'm going to go through and same thing like we did on the 2005 instance. So now we're on a 2012 instance. So here we can show. So SQL Server 2012 Standard Edition. I've got two databases here, SQL 2012 Simple, DB1 and 2. Here, I did the same thing. So I'm not going to show, there's data in both of them. And then for Simple DB1, we will use the SQL Azure Migration Wizard. So I downloaded the release binary for SQL Server 2012. And the application here is SQL Azure Migration Wizard. I'm going to go ahead and run that because I trust it. So here your options are, you can do an analyze only, or you can analyze and migrate. So if you just want to look, if you are using this tool, if you just want to see the issues just like we did with SQL package, you can go through and do this for the entire database. Or if you want to take a profiler trace, you could look at that file to see if there's anything that's being executed that would not be allowed or incompatible, for better word, in Azure. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to take the database and these options as well. So here we're going to choose SQL database latest version. So this is version 12, which is what we are at right now. You can also choose SQL Server as a target if you chose to do that. So this is not only for going to Azure. You could choose the SQL Server. So I'm going to choose Analyze, Migrate, Database. I'm going to choose Current Version. I'm going to say Next. I'm going to connect for my server here as a local host. And then I'm going to choose the SQL 2012 Simple DB1. I'm going to say Next. In here, you can see you have the option of choosing everything or selecting only specific options. So again, if you're familiar with the import-export wizard, where you could do the same thing. And you can choose other options. I'm going to leave the default, but you can see here, had I not chosen the latest version on the screen before, you don't necessarily have to go back. You can opt to change that here. And then there are a ton of different options, as if you were doing a, you know, tasks or all task generate script, and then you get to choose everything and in the options there. Just show you, like, it'll show you different, all these different options you can say yes or no to. I'm then just going to say next, and we can see here that if I proceed, I'm taking that one database. My target is current version of SQL database. I'm going to say next, and yes, I'm absolutely ready to generate the script. And so these are the output that we see, and you saw red up there. So here we've got two stored procedures, so proc with global temp table that is saying global, so it's global temp objects are not supported in Azure SQL database, nor is SP help user. And, you know, I wrote that because I knew that was on the list. If you do have any stored procedures that you use that are using system stored procedures that wouldn't be supported, you would see a message like this. So I don't have to go in. So the beauty of this is I don't have to go into the database and make changes to my production database. However, I still would like to migrate this database. So what I want to do is I want to make the changes to what I'm migrating over. So here I see these two procedures are what we need to fix. And you can see on this tab here, here is the script that would be run against your target server. And I'm not really sure yet what I want to do with these objects. So with the procedure with global temp table, since my developers are still using the procedure name, I'm just going to switch these from a global temp table to a regular temp table and leave the name as is so that this will still run when I move it over. It's just it won't be using a global temp. And I'll just need to go talk to them to make sure they're not trying to access it from another session. So as long as that's not the case, then we should be golden on that. Then I'm going to look at the other procedure here. So proc with sysproc. So my very long stored procedure here that runs execsp help user. I'm not really sure what we're going to do with this yet, so I'm just going to comment that out. Now, if I didn't want to migrate now and I wanted to go talk to the development team, which I think at home it's after 4, so they're probably already, you know, playing video games or off doing something. So I'm not going to be able to migrate now. I could choose to save this and then I could run this later. But I'm just going to make these changes and then I'm going to migrate the database and then we'll deal with it later. So I'm just going to say next. And then here is the target. So this is your Azure server. So the logical server that you would connect to. So I've got Ignite, New Zealand, SQL DB. I kind of don't want to get rid of that because it's kind of cool. My admin. Oh. I'm going to say forget login information when we're done. Connect. So it automatically tells you, hey, you need to connect with your login at the server name. Do you want me to add that for you? Sure, go ahead. So here we can see the database that we previously migrated from 2005 is listed here. We don't want to migrate it to this database. We want to create a new database. So we're going to create SQL 2012 simple DB1 because we don't want to change too many things in the connection string. So here you can either choose your server. So for the person who asked about the collation, you could either choose the server collation or you can pick a specific collation if you needed to for it. Again, here it's not a lot of data, so I'm going to choose basic. And I'm going to create the database. So this should take about, I don't know, less than a minute, I hope. You have 20 minutes left? Okay, great. So now we've got our database created. So SQL 2012, simple DB1. I'll go ahead and say next. And yes, I'd like to run the script against this. So it's going through, and it's already done. So it's already done everything. And if you scroll through here, I'm just going to go to the top. I apologize for that. So you can see it created the production schema. It created the tables. It went through. The way it does this is it BCPs data to text files. And then it will end up connecting and running a BCP and importing the data into the database. So I'm going to go ahead and you can save the output of this if you'd like. I'm not going to. I'm pleased with this at this point. I'm going to go ahead and exit this. I will show you that the data that is thrown out there, SQL Azure Migration Wizards, BCP data. So here are So it shows it copied out 504 rows, and then that would be the actual data that got imported. If we connect from Management Studio to that same instance, and I expand databases, I now see that I have the Simple DB1 that we brought over from 2005, as well as the SQL 2012 Simple DB1. And if we look here, we've got our tables. I don't have scripts to query that out, so I'm going to do that. And then I want to show you the stored procedures as well. Did that run? Okay, so there's our data. And then for the stored procedures, here are our two stored procedures. And if I look at the proc with global, we had made that change in the script. You can see here that it is no longer the global temp table, it's the temp table, it's the change that we had made. And then the proc with the system stored procedure that is not compatible with Azure database, you could see that this is commented out, but we still have the stored procedure. The other thing we can do quickly is I can take the second database, and I can say, go into tasks, and I am going to export this as a data tier application, and our resolution is just enough for this. And for this, you have the option of saving this file to Azure storage, or we can do it locally. For purposes of this demo, I'm just going to throw it local, and I'm going to delete this. And then I'm going to say SQL 2012 Simple DB2 backpack. And in advanced, yes, I want to do everything. So here again, if you knew, we're taking this 5-year, 10-year-old database, but we only need the tables that have been used. You know, we're not using those tables for whatever reason, so we don't want to move everything. But I do. And I'm going to go ahead and say OK next. And I'm going to do that. So this will do the same thing. It's going to extract the schema. It's going to create a backpack file, and it's going to have data files as well. So if we go into, where did I put those? I'll go back to that. But I want to show you on the Azure side. So we are connected to the instance that we want to create the database on. So in databases, what I want to do here is I want to import. So I'm going to end up importing the data that I just got. There we go. So this is all in a backpack file. So we're going to choose this file. I'm going to say open. And so previously, if we exported to Azure, we could also import from Azure. But since we did it locally, we're going to take the local file and use that. And here, it has my cached credentials. So it knows, you know, this is where I'm connecting to. I'm going to keep the same database name as well. And here I'm going to choose basic. Again, I'm going to say, you know, no more than 1 gig for this. I'm going to say next. And so SQL 2002 Simple DB, I just want to verify that that does not exist here. So if I refresh, we've got our Simple DB1. So I'm going to go back to the machine. It's thinking. So here, before I go ahead and execute this, it's saying It's using this backpack file that we had just exported. It's connecting to my Ignite New Zealand SQL DB server. It's going to create the SQL 2012 simple database at a basic 1 gig tier. I'm going to say finish. And if I come over here and refresh, we could see the database was created. And so that's loading. So rather than have you watch the rest of this, I'm going to jump back over to the slide deck and go through summary. So we went through a SQL package for doing the command line verification that everything is compatible. That could give you a backpack file that you could then use. We also discussed, what we didn't use is SQL Server Data Tools. So you can download SQL Server Data Tools. You can run that, connect to your instance, and then create a project for the database that you want to migrate over to Azure. It will go through the same process. It's more closely aligned with being in the Visual Studio environment. So you would go through and you would build. You would verify that you don't have any errors. You would fix whatever errors came up. And then you could go through and publish that. And when you publish that, you would choose your Azure server information. In terms of resources, there are a number of resources available to you. So there is there's a website. So it's a Microsoft site. I believe Carl wrote the article there on the migrating to SQL Server migration to SQL DB. Yeah. And then there's migrating to other platforms. So earlier I had mentioned moving from other platforms. We have a SQL Server Migration Assistant. So SSMA will allow you to migrate from Oracle, DB2, MySQL, Sybase, and move that either to a SQL Server instance or over to Azure. The SQL Server Data Tools, I made a short link for you. You can download them there. And then if you are not familiar with the MS Pressbooks, we often send out, if you signed up, we'll often send out emails, especially if you're in MSDN, free book now. So there is a MS Press ebook on migrating SQL Server databases, and it goes through a lot of the things that we did in the demo. It gives you other information, a little more detail, other than what I can do quickly in front of you. Of course. It depends. Well, you know, it depends on how large the database is, on the compatibility, what your preference for tools are. If you are used to using, so if you're in an environment where you're using Visual Studio all the time, you're doing all of your deployments and you're checking code in and out and you're using Visual Studio, then I would say use the data tools. I found that the SQL Azure Migration Wizard was very simple and straightforward. It gives you the options right there. With the data tools, if you're not used to Visual Studio, it takes a little bit of getting used to. And then if you're not used to any Visual Studio environment at all and you're only used to Management Studio, then you could just use the wizards that are built right into Management Studio. So when I say it depends, it's really based on your preference. You know, they're all going to do pretty much the same thing. Yeah. Second one took longer than first one. Well, The migration wizard still creates a backpack file. I'd have to follow up with you. Like, I'm not sure in terms of exact performance which is faster. Most of them do the same thing behind the scenes in terms of what they're creating and then connecting and importing. No. You would need to use different tools for that. So there are partner third-party tools that would allow you to do that. Otherwise, you would need to, you could do one of two things. You could go to, if you were going to IaaS, if you're going to a virtual machine, you can do replication, or you could do a restore, and then when you were ready, restore and leave it in no recovery, and then do a diff or a transaction log backup when you were ready, and then restore that, depending on how much data you have. But these tools right here are not going to keep you in sync. So, no. I do want to list out other sessions from this point to the end of the conference. I have two more, and then there are other sessions here. These are related to SQL Server. And then if you do have questions after the session, or if you end up downloading any of this and you run into issues or just have questions, absolutely feel free to email me. If I am home, I live in the States, it might take me 20 hours to reply to you, or I don't think it'll take 20, but our time difference is a little bit. So please absolutely feel free to reach out to me. I'd be more than happy to help you. This is one of my most favorite things about my job. So I love being here. Again, thank you for your time. I do know that you have a choice of where to be during this conference. So thank you. I hope that this was useful information.